Most everyone in the sanctuary has been on a plane. Before the flight gets underway, one of the attendants says something like this: "We'd like your attention for a few moments while we show you some of the safety habits of this aircraft." The attendant then shows how you are to fasten your seatbelt and how you are to keep it fastened during the duration of the flight. Then you are told the location and number of emergency exits. And you are told a few other things, like how an oxygen mask will be lowered in front of you in the event of cabin pressure, and that there is a life jacket under your seat should the plane hit a body of water. The idea behind this is to help passengers to be prepared for the unexpected. Last time I flew was in early fall, and I noticed around me that very few people were paying attention to what was being said. Many people were looking at their iPhones, their iPads, their iPods, or simply were already closing their eyes or had their headphones on. Listening to the flight attendant serves only to further unnerve the nervous. In today's gospel, according to Luke, Jesus gives some instructions regarding the flight of life. It's a flight in which all of us are involved in. It tells us to be prepared for the unexpected. Like faithful servants, we should keep ourselves in a state of preparedness. We are to be prepared in trust and hope, not in fear. All of us know that life is precarious. We've been living through a pandemic now well into the third year. Looks like we may have a drought on our hands at this point. We do live in fear of losing our power due to extreme heat. Lives have been lost along the way. We are not made of stone. Life can be taken away from us without any warning. Jesus was aware of the uncertainty of life. His parable of the vigilant and faithful servant stresses that death can come at any moment. It isn't that God tries to catch us unawares, like a thief breaking into a house. This would be unthinkable. The thief is death, not God, that robs us of life. The uncertainty of life should not prevent us from enjoying life in the present. All of us would like to be able to end our lives with our plans carried out and our work done. But we don't know if we'll have that chance. What we have is an opportunity to our commitments and responsibilities daily, like the servant Jesus spoke about. Then we go forward into the unknown, like Abraham and Sarah, trusting in God's love and gracious care. The gospel reading that we have today is a continuation from last week's gospel reading, where Jesus tells the parable of the rich fool, the one who has accumulated so many things that all of his attention is focused on that. In other words, he wasn't paying attention to the things that are from above. Our hearts are to be focused on what comes from above. Everything begins and ends with God. There's a story of a monk who was asked what was he doing to prepare for his death. And his job within the monastery was to be the janitor. He said, well, just continue to sweep the floor. That will be my preparation. In our collect today, the prayer that opens our liturgy, we hear us praying to God, God is our Father, as we are his adopted children. We become his adopted children through baptism. But I like to think with this. Yesterday was the feast of the Transfiguration. And the Transfiguration celebrates an important event in the earthly life of Jesus. Jesus takes his closest disciples, Peter, James, and John, up to a mountaintop. And while on the mountaintop, the disciples see Jesus become transfigured as he speaks to Elijah and Moses, who appear in their glory. Elijah and Moses are foretelling Jesus the death he will die in Jerusalem. After Jesus is transfigured, Peter says it's good that they're together on the mountaintop and that they should stay a little longer. After Peter speaks, a voice is heard saying, this is my beloved. Belovedness is our name written on God's heart. We are beloved in Christ, and nothing can separate us from that. As I said earlier, we are baptized to be the adopted sons and daughters of God, but we are baptized in Christ, and we have been baptized into his belovedness. In turn, this calls us to do some work for part of the journey. Praying every day, focusing on what is above, being a people of faith, hope and charity, making all attempts not to create division or put people aside. So as we continue this liturgy, let us continue to be grateful for what God has blessed us with and pray for the grace to walk faithfully in the steps of Christ.